their authority over them felt. But it shall not be this way among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for the many. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday in the Gospel, Jesus spoke to us about the kingdom of God with the two images of the treasure buried in a field and a pearl of great price. As we talked about, it's not merely enough for us to recognize the value of the treasure. We need to be capable of making the risk to obtain that treasure, to choose it, to sacrifice all the rest that we have in order to obtain it. Today in the Gospel, on this feast day, we celebrate a man who did. A man who, after the biggest catch of his life, when his boats were full to overflowing, when they barely could contain the fish in the net, at Jesus' words, "Come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men," he left everything, his father, his boats, his net, his catch, in order to follow the Lord. He knew the Lord was that treasure. When the Lord asked that question, "Can you drink of the chalice I am to drink?" he said with boldness, "We can." Listen, the bird's going to be flying around the entire time, right? St. Teresa of Avila had a thing about a mosquito in prayer, which I pass on to you. That the devil sometimes acts like a mosquito, tries to distract us. What can the mosquito really do to you? Nothing. But it's easy to sort of follow and all this other type of stuff. So pretend it's the Holy Spirit. Every time you hear one of these wings, just remind that the Holy Spirit wants you to grasp and help you to act on these words that changed St. James's life. Okay? Distraction. We can. Real boldness. "Can you die for me?" Jesus was saying. We can. Possumus. Jesus is always going to ask us that same question, and there's no way to obtain that treasure without that death. The first reading today, St. Paul, who was another man capable of obtaining this treasure, choosing for this pearl of great price, communicated us that this treasure is not merely outside. Sometimes we can think of it via the images. We carry it. He said, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels. What's the treasure? Treasure's twofold. Treasure's the death of Jesus inside of us and the life of Jesus inside of us. The suffering, as well as what the suffering leads to, both constitute the treasure. And we have it in a jar of duras, which is literally the Greek expression. We have it in an earthen vessel, but it's there. Not only do we say possumus, but the Lord says possum. I can be there. I can trust myself to you. I can live in you as I live in the tabernacle. What an unbelievable reality this is. That's why St. Paul was able then to say, we're afflicted in every way but not constrained. Why? Because the treasure's still on the inside. We're perplexed, a lot that we haven't been able to figure out, but we're not driven to despair because the Lord is our shepherd and he's still inside. We're persecuted, but we know we're not abandoned because he who promised, "I will be with you always until the end of the world," is still with us. Struck down, but we're not destroyed because they can try to destroy the body, they can't destroy our soul. Always carrying about in the body, Jesus dying. Notice not past tense, notice not noun, Jesus' death, but Jesus dying. It's an active process because it's an eternal action. And the way Jesus continues to die is not that Calvary is being repeated over and over again, but Jesus dying in us as we die to ourselves, as we drink that chalice, constantly carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the living of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. We can't manifest He who is our life except if we're able to die in Jesus so that He might truly live. That's why St. Paul concludes, where we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. What he meant there was incredibly deep, that it's in fact when we're martyred that the life of Jesus shines forth the most brilliantly. When we're truly giving that witness of humbly dying to ourselves so that he may live, that's when everybody sees the treasure we carry about in these earthen vessels. Today, as we come forward, that response that we give to the body and blood of the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion is, in essence, the same question that Jesus asked Saints John and James in today's Gospel. Can you drink this chalice? Can you bear in yourself the dying in the flesh so that my true life might shine? The intercession of St. James, may we individually and together say, possible.